Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
I don't know if you happen to hear, all 99 cent stores have closed across the country, unfortunately.
I had not heard that it was around the whole country. I thought only a few of them were.
No,
well, that
it's
is
the whole
sad.
Country, unfortunately.
And of course, I've gone to the 99 cent store, not
Me
real
too.
Often, but it certainly is convenient when things are tight.
One memory I have all the time is I would go to the beach with my grandmother, and then she would drive us back, and we would always stop at the 99 cent store, and she'd say, okay, you guys can get a soda pop, and you guys can get a toy. Go ahead and go crazy. And we would run in there. I would always get the water guns because I always loved
having
those.
Is it just the economy that's killing them? Is that why they're closing?
They said specifically it's because of COVID.
COVID?
Yes.
We're beyond COVID now.
They said during COVID season, they hit a huge...
Oh, well, I could see that because, well, weren't stores considered essential services
yes,
during COVID?
Yes, but this one wasn't. Yeah, but still, unfortunately, it hurt their economy enough where they had to start getting into budget deficits.
Well, and the government has made it easier to just be on welfare than to get a job. And
yeah.
So if that's the case, these people on welfare may not even need to budget, and they may not need something like that. Yeah. The government would rather have you dependent on them than on the 99 cent store.
Yeah, I understand. And then on top of that, they also mentioned that shrink was a huge thing. Oh, really? Shrink? Because let me tell you, anyone can go rob a store, but you and I, Bob, once we rob a store, we're judged about that kind of stuff, honestly. But anybody else, like an illegal immigrant...
We would have to be in the country illegally to
yeah,
not
if
be
they,
judged,
if they,
of course.
Yeah, if they're here illegal, oh, they're just trying to feed their family. You don't understand.
Yeah. Nobody who's here legally is trying to feed their family.
Can't you just give up one piece of bread? Can you give up just maybe
or just
a few...
give up your home to the squatter?
Yeah, or give up your whole entire chip aisle while you're at it at the same time. That's the biggest reason, in my opinion. Shrink was the last on the CEO's list of the reasons why. He gave three reasons. COVID was one of them, and the second one was lack of sales as of late, apparently. But I think shrink would have been the biggest reason. We constantly see shoplifters take things, and do you know what that happens? The prices on those things have to go up.
They're not allowed to do anything about it.
Yeah, and they can't. Oh, yes, I remember working at Walmart specifically, and in our trainings, they said, when you ever see someone stealing from the store, you are not allowed to touch them or discuss anything. Go find a manager as soon as possible, and they will contact authority.
Go find a manager. And let the manager let them go. And
exactly. And that's what happened most of the time. I swear to you, like even our, we call them security or the people at the door that say hello, we'll actually have like really big guys who are very strong and everything there. They let them walk. Now they are allowed to take a picture of their license plate and stuff like that. But who knows, that's a stolen car possibly most of the time, I would have to say. And it's not like you're going to get that stuff back in the first place. So I think that's the biggest reason why 99 cent stores are shutting down. And it's a shame because we're seeing a lot of retail stores shutting down. Bed Bath Beyond, Tuesday Morning. I know this is a restaurant, but Fridays had to close as well all over the country. So,
yeah, the one out in Rancho certainly closed.
Yeah, it's a shame. I want to show my son, hey, back in the day, I actually went inside the mall. I actually went in the product. I tried the product or whatever, and then I said, okay, I like it. I'm going to purchase this item. Nowadays, it's all online, and it's not the same. It doesn't have the same experience, and it's just a shame to see where a lot of our economy is now at this point. It's in the gutters, and I'm really sad about that because I had a lot of memories at 99
cents. It is sad. I certainly hope this next election can turn things around.
Yeah, now all we have is Dollar Tree, but then they just announced they're closing 300 shops. Not every shop, at least, but they're going to close down 300 stores. And
well, probably at least everyone in California and New York.
Because yes.
If they were in Texas or Florida, they wouldn't be needing to let shoplifters leave the store.
Right. I know. I think Rite Aid announced that. They said, we're going to close stores. Don't worry, it's not all over the country. It's only specifically California and New York. I remember that specific quote.
And Newsom doesn't mind. You know why? Because these people that are leaving the state, they weren't going to vote for him anyway.
Right. Exactly. He knows what he's doing anyways. And we kind of predicted at the same time. Biden is either going to A.
Yeah, he's not stupid like Biden. He's just evil like Biden.
Yes. He knows what he's doing because either A, he's going to be elected as vice president, or B, he's going to secretly run for president at some point. I don't know.
They may just take Biden out at the convention and give it to Newsom or Obama, Michelle Obama.
And I'm going to pray for our country when that happens. I don't want to see that in the slightest. Oh, I did want to quickly mention, I can't believe I'm going to say I was watching this program. I was just flipping through channels. I saw on CNN, they had a CNN poll on there, and they actually said, which president do you like more? And they actually had Trump in the lead. I think it was 35% Trump.
On a CNN poll?
On a CNN poll, of all things. They had 35% Trump, 30% Biden. I think it was 25% said they don't like either president. And then the other 5% or so said that, well, we like both of them, actually. I've never heard of people saying they like both
of them. There's nothing at all that's similar about either one of them on one single matter.
Right. So that explains your CNN viewership right there.
Maybe they just appreciate the fact that Joe Biden once walked on the moon and signed the Declaration of Independence. You got to give him credit for all these things he claimed.
Yeah,
he did.
Exactly. What I'll say is this. I think now those viewers on the CNN, I'll put on quotes, is that they're starting to realize we're getting tired of Biden. As much as we were tired of Trump when he was president, possibly, he's a much better president than what Biden
Trump had
ever.
A big mouth. Biden is destroying the country. This isn't rocket science.
Right.
This isn't that hard to figure out.
Right. We'll have to wait and see till November when everyone starts cheating again and Biden's our president again.
We know they'll cheat again. Whether they'll get away with it is another issue.
I hope they don't get away
with it. It sounds like the Republican National is going to clamp down on that more. They're going to have more attorneys at the polls, and we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Ultimately, it's going to be decided by judges. If they try to cheat and Trump still wins, I guarantee they will take Trump.
Right.
These people who were ridiculing us for the last 3 years of being election deniers will deny the election if Trump wins. They'll go to court, and ultimately, one way or the other, whoever wins at the polls, this election is going to be decided by judges.
He's constantly getting written off of the ballots anyways and state.
Well, that was overturned. The Supreme Court reversed that,
finally.
So they can't do that.
Thank you.
Some
actual
justice
out of Supreme
They care
Court.
About election integrity when they try to claim Trump stole the 2020 election, yet now they're trying to take his name off the ballot.
Well, thank you so much, Bob, for these great discussions.
Brendan, it's always a blast.
Yeah.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.